Hey everybody, welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. My name is Dan Butler, and I am representing our Iowa Ed Chat team tonight, along with my partners Andrea Townsley and Colin Wicken. We will spend a few minutes tonight and each week recapping the weekly Iowa Educational Chat hosted on Twitter, and point you in the direction of the archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find this week's Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat December 10. Our topic tonight was all things wonder, kindness, empathy, grit, and friendship. We talked about the key principles and big ideas from Wonder, the children's book by R.J. Palacio, and recently put into a Hollywood movie released on November 17th. This was a really busy Twitter exchange with so many thoughts, resources, and ideas shared in this jam-packed hour. We are going to get right to it because we have a lot to talk about, and I am going to hand it off to my partner, Andrea Townsley, who is going to highlight two of her takeaways from tonight's chat.
Hey, everybody. We had an awesome chat tonight about a lot of the tenets in the book and the movie Wonder. And if you missed out on that chat, please go through and look at the transcripts. There were so many wonderful resources shared and thoughts shared on just a lot of great things. The first quote that I want to zero in on, actually both of them, are from Allison Apsey, and she had some really good insight on the chat tonight. Question three, we asked, empathy is discussed directly and indirectly in Wonder. It's been said, if our country was just a little more empathetic, we would be in a much better place. What are your thoughts? So Allison said, we so often try to put ourselves in others' shoes. We need to allow people to stay in our own shoes while we try to understand how they feel, not how we would feel in their situation. And this really resonated with me, and it pushed my thinking. I've always used the quote of walking in someone else's shoes. Let's not steal other people's shoes. Let's walk their walk in our own shoes. It puts us out there even more as we're able to build empathy with our own experiences, as well as taking other people's empathy experiences into account. That's how we're going to build empathy. We have to walk their walk in our own shoes and value their experiences. Another quote that I appreciated was from question seven. We get what we model. How will you model empathy, kindness, grit, or friendship this week? And Allison said, I can stay out of my own head because it's really not about me. I can be patient. I can assume positive intent, and I can go out of my way to help. And really, I feel like this tweet summed up the entire chat. Allison, you're so spot on. It's not about you. It's not about me or somebody else. We don't really know about the baggage that others are carrying around. We just need to be there for them. Be patient. Assume positive intent, like you said. Assume that people are really just trying to do the best that they can and really see the good in others.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for capturing those thoughts. And of course, thank you to Allison Apsey for your engagement in the Twitter exchange tonight. I also really liked what our followers had to say about question three as it related to empathy, specifically what Marla Weinstein had to say. She tweeted, with empathy, we can be greater and achieve more. A lack of empathy holds us back. Ben Berry also tweeted, empathy is absolutely key in a variety of situations and even mental health. Many times just listening and truly hearing what a person or student is going through and hearing their emotion can help us build empathy. We can never underestimate the power of human connection. On Iowa Ed Chat, we talk a whole lot about positive relationships. It is so critical and necessary to see things from the perspective of other people if we're truly going to connect with them and develop strong relationships. Empathy it's a really big deal, and it just cannot be undersold. There were some excellent resources related to this question that were shared out, so you will definitely want to check out the archive transcript to find these resources, whether it was a video, an article, all kinds of different things, or even infographics, all kinds of different things were shared. So definitely visit that archive and check things out. And to find that Twitter chat archive, you can go to tinyurl.com/IAEdChat December 10. We're going to be back next week with another great topic on Iowa Ed Chat. You can also check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, contact information, or anything that you happen to need. That can be accessed at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. And in the meantime, subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic or iTunes. We really look forward to connecting with you on these platforms. Until next time, be the change. Good night, everyone. Trying.